Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're in Season 4 using Rabbeinu Yonah's wonderful commentary. We're looking at Chapter 1, Mishnah 8, Aleph Chet. Yehuda ben Tabai v'Shimon ben Shatach kiblu mehem. Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shatach received the tradition from them. Yehuda ben Tabai Omer. Yehuda ben Tabai says, Al tas atzmcha ke'orchei hadayanim. Do not make yourself like one of the lawyers. U'kesheyehiyu ba'al edinim omdim lafanecha. When the defendants are standing before you, they should be wicked in your eyes. But when they depart from you, they should be righteous in your eyes. Once they have accepted the ruling. So, the beginning of the commentary explains that Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shatach accepted the tradition, received it from them. They got it from Yehoshua ben Parachia and Nitai of Arba. Do not make yourself like a lawyer. He's not speaking about one who teaches the defendant how to lie in order to pervert the course of justice, for one who does this is completely wicked. It's obviously a great sin. He has no need to warn us not to behave in this fashion. He means that presuming you do not openly instruct the defendant about how to lie in court, you should not even guide him about how to present his case to the judges. You should not reveal to only one party in a lawsuit how to handle the case. This behavior is wrong, for others will suspect him and speak ill of him. We find this in the case of Rabbi Yochanan in Kesubos. He administered some advice to a relative because at first he thought, "Do not ignore your family." He later realized that an important person, in other words, someone of his stature, should behave in keeping with stricter standards. And when the defendants are before you, they should be wicked. This is so that you will not side with one of them and decide that his claims are justified. If you do so, you will never be able to judge impartially. Your heart will be with you to side you to favor. Your heart will be with the side you favor, and you will be incapable of recognizing he might be wrong. But if you view them both as wicked and deceitful, as far as their case is concerned, your heart will not be swayed, and you will be able to arrive at the correct ruling. But when they leave you, they should be righteous. This is piety beyond the letter of the law, lefnei mishuras hadin. Even though you know that one of them is lying, you should not treat him like a liar or a difficult litigant, and you should not suspect him. Once he has accepted the court's verdict of guilty, you should assume that he has repented and never intends to sin again in this fashion. When I think of this Mishnah, when we read this Mishnah together, two things come to my mind. Number one, we should not judge people. We can't just say that the Mishnah is talking about lawyers and judges mamash, that if they're in a court of law, but all of us, how often do we judge people? We're not supposed to judge people to begin with. Don't assume A, don't assume B, don't judge A, don't judge B. We've talked about this before on many of the shows, but if you're going to judge, the only type of judging you should do is to the side of favor, dan lekafs chus. You should be judging other people only for favor, only for merit, trying to find finagle and see how it could possibly be to their favor, to their benefit. If you see a righteous person in the street, it looks like he's doing something wrong, the Gemara explains, you must assume that that there's an explanation that really it's something right. And if you see a wicked person doing something right, then you also should assume the negative, because if he's really wicked, then what is he really doing? But in general, the Beinoni, the average person, if they're doing something, we should try to judge them favorably, try to see what they are. You know, you might seem like it seems like they're wicked in your eyes, but it's upon us to actually look at them, and when they depart from us, and when we depart from the situation, that really they're righteous in our eyes. Right away, right in front of us, their actions and their deeds seem righteous, and we should figure out and find out why that is so. Be done the kavs chus. Done at kol ha'adam the kavs chus. Judge the whole person favorably, not just different aspects of him. Look at the whole aspect of the person. Understand there must be a logical explanation, a simple explanation, a just explanation, and a righteous explanation. And also the idea we touched upon about the idea lefnei mishuras hadin, going beyond the letter of the law. It's not just enough just to do what the bare minimum of what halacha says. It's not just enough to do X, Y. You should also go above and beyond to Z. If halacha says that you need to give 1/10 of tzedakah, I use this example a lot, Don't just give the one-tenth. If you have the extra few dollars, give the extra few dollars. You're not going to take any materialism with you in the next world. You're not going to take any money with you. And provided that it doesn't break the bank, I'm not telling you to just give $1,000 to tzedakah when you don't have $1,000. But if you give $200 to tzedakah, there's nothing wrong with giving $210, $215, $230. No one ever went broke from giving tzedakah unless they did it in a way that totally broke the bank, which you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to spend up to X amount for a lulav and for a menorah and for Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're supposed to send up to, I think it's 30% or so for Shabbos groceries and whatnot, and Hashem will get it back to you. They say even tuition. Somehow, someway, Hashem will get it back to you, at least in reward, at least in the right way. When you do things for the right reasons for mitzvahs, you should go lifnei mishur hasadin. You should make sure to take care of what Hashem wants, and you should make sure to do what you can to make the world a better place, and you should make sure to go above and beyond the letter of the law, doing what Hashem wants, doing what we're supposed to do in order to make the world a better place little by little. So remember what the Mishnah says, and remember to go lifnei mishur hasadin, and remember when you judge people, if you're going to judge them, it should be lifnei mishur hasadin, judging the whole person to the right way. And when we can, push ourselves a little bit, go a little beyond our comfort zone. If you say you're going to cook for someone, throw in some dessert, throw in a drink, throw in some cutlery and some plasticware. Go lifnei mishur hasadin for other people as much as we can, and this way we could live the Mishnah as much as we can, bringing good to the world, doing good for the world day by day as much as we can, to create and make a great world as much as we can with the talents that Hashem gives us. Join us next time as we talk a little bit more on the PAL about examining the witnesses and what that means for us here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.